التسعينات اف ام، طرب ومغنى.
Hey Alexa, what time is it?
It is time for the truth to finally come out, Siri. Now the people can find out the truth behind the screen.
We're gonna break the screen to unearth the truth. So buckle up your seatbelt, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is Gannatullah, and on Digital Perfection, or is it? 90s FM Radio. Good afternoon, and welcome to Digital Perfection, or is it, with me, Gannatullah. Today, we're gonna take it slow a bit. We're gonna try and, make it embarrassing for all of us, because social media really is embarrassing. Well, to me, of course. Now, I'm not gonna come and tell you, social media is horrible. It is, kind of, but not really, because I'm the last one to talk. As you may know, I have TikTok, I have Instagram, I have Snapchat, I have Facebook, I have everything. But what I also have is some dignity. Yes, it's not really there, but it is. It is. Because I humiliate myself a lot. As my best friend Talia says, she did a whole thing. One time I had a video. I was very aggressive when I said my name. I was like, "It's Gannatullah," like that. And now every time she sees me, I'm like, "Oh, hi, oh my god, it's Gannatullah." She is very, very humiliating. So we're gonna be focusing on humiliation right now. But after this break, when we're gonna be listening to Stay, I want to hear about your most embarrassing moments that happened, but you were lucky it wasn't on social media.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Hey. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. If you can't be right. You can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay.
When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe.
Okay, embarrassing moments. Something that happens to me a lot. What do you think these embarrassing moments are? Well, let me tell you a very nice story. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to my mom. Mama, I know you're listening to this outside right now. And please don't come inside. I want to go out after this. I really want to go out to Talia and Laura, so please don't come in right now. This is a very funny story of when we were living in Kenya. But before I go to the story, I want you to start texting in now on the number WhatsApp number 01000-427894 for 90s FM Radio and tell me your embarrassing stories. So, back to this story. We were living in Kenya and we were picking up my brother after he was coming back from a school trip. It was normal. We go to school, pick up my brother, and then we leave. That's what we thought that was going to happen. Little did we know, that day, that was when the ostriches, the school was taking care of ostriches in a cage, two ostriches. So during the weekend, they're out, they're having fun on the field, running around. And then here we come. Here comes my mom in a multicolored hijab and saying, "Let's go sit in the sun with the wind is blowing on the hijab." So my mom being my mom, of course, no offense, mama, love you. She was standing in the sun, the wind is blowing in her face, the multicolored hijab is basically fluorescent now. The ostrich comes along and starts chasing her around school, running around for 5 minutes straight. And in my head, I'm going like, I should help, right? I should help. Now this, I was like 11 or 12 years old. So I was like, if I go and help my mom, I'm gonna get chased by the other ostrich or by the same ostrich. I'm like, so risk my life for my mom or stand around with my friends and start laughing at her until I fall to the ground. Now you see, the risk of death on the first one is higher than the second one. So I was like, of course I'm gonna make fun of my mom. What else am I gonna do in life than make fun of my mom? I'm not gonna help her. So I was witnessing my mom running around, and she has trouble running sometimes, so it's really silly, like you're seeing a little duck or like a chicken running around. It was one of the best moments in my life where I was like, yeah, that's my mom. And I'm so glad that it wasn't caught on camera, because if it was, I would never let it go with my mom. It was really, like, really funny. Now, what this is with social media, there are some points in your life where it's very hard for you to not be embarrassed, because the things you post, it's going to be there for a long time. The things I post are there for the whole time. I'm always going to be that girl that's on TikTok. I'm always going to be that girl that did the video where I was Ganatullah. I'm going to be the one that hates my French teacher. I still hate you, by the way, Madame Robob. I'm very sorry. So, humiliation. It, just like your mom, when she's saying stop using your phone, her constant shouting is never going to go away. That's the same thing with social media. For instance, Facebook was down, Instagram was down, WhatsApp was down. It came back. It was the worst moment of my life, mostly because I was on Twitter the whole time and people are boring. Very boring. At that time, they were all complaining on the same thing. Honestly, you guys need to find a better topic. But it never goes away. Social media will always be there. You're always going to be the person that's remembered with a specific thing. You're going to be that person that, oh, you're from that meme, right? You're from that, yeah, I'm from that meme. So you can never delete everything fully. And that's where social media comes in, tracks everything down, and like, remember what you did in 2015 when you said blah, 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 and blah, 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 and this photo was blah, 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 blah? So, you know, it's very embarrassing. So we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to play for you Nights Like This. And then we have to listen in to your stories. So text us on 01000-427-894.
You act like you need a mind, trying to do it over, bring it back and rewind it. But all that glitters isn't gold, I was blind. Should've never give you my heart on consignment. And I can't believe the lies that I went for. Thought you was mine, but you decided to be with him. You took my feelings and just threw them out the window. Feel like it's too hard to fall in love again, no. On some nights like this, shawty, I can't help but think of us. Reminiscing, sipping, missing you. Can you tell me what's with all this distant love? If I call, would you pick it up? On some nights like this, I just wanna text you, but for what? You won't say you want me, then go switch. you never see my point of view. Our connection is so severed, you don't show no effort. Can't believe the life that I'm with. Thought you was fine, but you decided to be with him, no. Took my feelings and just threw them out the window. Feel like it's too hard to fall in love again, no. On some nights like this, shawty, I can't help but think of us. I've been reminiscing, sipping, missing you. Can you tell me what's with all this distant love? If I call, would you pick it up?
I've been way too good to you, you take me for granted. You was my day one since back at Big B House on Adams. First day that we met, I flagged you down, I told you in my line. Used to promise me you never switch on me like Gemini. You think I'm a fool, ain't nobody stoke. I see all the signs, I see all the clues. Still sometimes I reminisce about that when I'm benching. Can't believe it's been a whole year, yeah, but
I'm on some nights like this, Shelly, I can't ever think of us.
And we're back. I just got an amazing text from Kareem. He said that one time he was sleeping on the bus and then he just woke up snoring. Let me tell you right now, Kareem, how many times that has happened to me. One time I was sleeping on a bus and we were going back home. I woke up right after the stop, like we finished the stop, my stop, an hour ago. We kept on going. My mom was worried. Very, very worried. There are so many times, I cannot count how many times I embarrass myself in life. My life is known to be an embarrassment. I can't even explain. Now, okay, I thought I wouldn't say this embarrassing moment that happened to me in life. But one time, we were on a school trip when I was still living in Kenya. This was 2017, before summer. So I was 13, okay? Bear that in mind. I was 13, 5'1", going on a school trip. There is white water rafting. Some of you don't know that, but what that is, but it's like we're going in a raft in a river. So we were in a river, going down. My mom thinks this is not an embarrassing story. It's scary. Honestly, it's both, mama. But to me, it's kind of funny because we were going and we had to face some rocks. So these rocks were very high. And then they said, don't worry, not most people won't fall off the raft. You're going to be fine. You just need to hold on. And you can sit in the middle of the raft or at the side if you're very, very, like, you're saying, yeah, I'm not going to fall off. So me being me, my 13-year-old self, I was like, of course I'm not going to fall off. I was 39 kilograms, okay? So being 13 and 39 kilograms, I am very underweight. I was like, I'm not gonna fall. I'm gonna stay. I'm just gonna hold on. I'm gonna hold Olivia's hand. I'm gonna hold Olivia. If I go down, she goes down with me. Sorry, Olivia. I know you're also here. I'm gonna be fine. I was not fine. Not even close. I was the opposite of fine. My 13-year-old self was the only person in so many rafts that fell off. And not just like, whoops, I'm in the water. No, I flew into the air, head first into the water, and boom, rocks entered my ears. Small little pebbles entered my ears. Now, I started bleeding and all this, but that's another story. Imagine being so weird and weirdly shaped that you're just falling into the river. Come on, let's fall. Let's jump. Do a backflip. Do a backflip, you know? It's really humiliating how you're doing this. Now, I am going to let you guys call in on the same number, 01000427894, and tell me also your embarrassing story. But right now, we got another embarrassing story coming in from Abdurrahman. So one day I was at the mall with my parents and family friends. I was still a kid and I did my thing, so my mom had to go and change my diapers. She changed my diaper and goes to get my bag, go to the bag and get my pants. She goes to me again and I'm not there, so she starts looking for me and she finds out that I've ran out in the mall, diapers only, until one of my family friends saw me and picked me up. Ever since this day, when they see me, the first I hear is, "Have you found your pants yet?" And they call me Pampers, which is just pure embarrassment. Well, thank God I've not experienced that. But come on, you were a child, so let's just say that's acceptable. But imagine being old enough to know what to do in life. But, well, you're still you. And you're still embarrassing. So imagine you just keep on embarrassing yourself in life. Now, I'm not saying embarrass yourself in front of your crush. No, all of us do that. All of us do that. You have to admit that you have done that in your life. I've done that. You've done that. We can all agree to that. But what's something that's so unique happened to you that was just amazing? And the thing is, this relates to social media because you have to hide these things in life so you don't become an embarrassment on social media. There's so many filters. You put a beauty mode and wow, my life is so amazing. My life is pure, amazing, happy. I have the perfect life. That's not true. You may see me and you see, oh, she has the perfect life. I really don't. I am far from having a perfect life. I can just tell you this right now. I'm far from having a perfect life. I've moved around houses, countries, so many times, I can't even count. So, I don't have a perfect life because everything changes in my life. Everything changes in your life. Nothing stays the same. But what stays the same is society's standards. They never really support you. Basically, the standards right now, if you're white, American, you have blonde hair, blue eyes, then you're perfect. If you're a size small, you're perfect. If you're all these things, wow, you can be a model. If you're not white, goodbye. If you're not blonde, goodbye. If you're not you, like, you're not that perfect fit, you do other things, you're horrible. You're a horrible person. So, I'm going to wait for you guys to tell me your stories after this break, where you can listen to the song Dear Society by Madison Beer.
Sleepless nights and cigarettes, my daily dose of internet, and all the things I should have quit but never did. Oh, evil voices in my head. I woke up in a strange bed. I lost my phone in Amsterdam. It's 5 a.m. I'm a natural disaster, but even after all that I do, it's you who's gonna be the death of me. And none of this matters, baby, it's you, it's you. You're bad for my health, I should probably get some help. I can't control myself, I'm addicted to the hell. My heart is getting sick from the tar that's on your lips. Yeah, you're bad for my health, you should hurt somebody else. You're bad for my health, I should probably get help, I can't control myself, I'm addicted to the hell. My heart is getting sick from the tar that's on your lips. Oh baby, it's so bad for my health. Diets that I shouldn't try, it feels like social suicide. And honestly, it's cyanide, I'm bound to die. 21 to 17, thanks to all the magazines. And sometimes I just wanna scream and break my screen. I'm a natural disaster, but even after all that I do, for my health, I should probably get some help. I can't control myself, I'm addicted to the hell. My heart is getting sick from the tar that's on your lips. Yeah, you're bad for my health, you should hurt somebody else. You're bad for my health, I should probably get some help. I can't control myself, I'm addicted to the hell. My heart is getting sick from the tar that's on your lips. Oh baby,
for my health.
Dear society, you've pushed me to the edge, so here's some clarity. The truth is you're the one who's always there for me, with my daily dose of internet and all the things that I should quit but can't.
Just like this song, social media is so bad for my health. I can't explain how many times I tried to change myself just because of social media. The reason why I started dyeing my hair, actually, this is something that's embarrassing to me. I started dyeing my hair just because I wanted to be like the girls that I see on Instagram. I saw people with purple hair and I was like, yeah, I want to do that. I want to do that. So much so that I went to my mom, didn't leave her for a whole month, and I was like, Mom, I want to dye my hair purple. I want to dye my hair purple. I want to, until she gave in. She actually gave in, and she said, okay, let's try. We went there, did my hair purple, changed myself, looked at myself. I was happy for 5 minutes, you know? And I was posting myself on social media, getting so much support, and then 5 minutes later, I want to do something else. I got my 5 minutes of fame on social media. Wow, okay, what else can I change? What else can I change in myself to become some person that's not me, but at least I'm acceptable in society? At least someone says, oh, she's pretty, she's my type, she's all that. Social media changes your mental health and your thinking so much that you go like, oh my God, I'm not who I am. What happened to me? What happened to who I was, how I talk, how I act? It happened to me before, actually, in 2018. It's not because of social media. It was because of society and where I lived, where I went to school. Everyone went to Point 90 Mall. Everyone went there every single Thursday. And then we were like, I should do that. I should go. There's nothing in Point 90. It's just like a cinema. Just some food, that's it. There's only like a supermarket that doesn't have anything really. But I was like, I must be like everyone else. I have to change myself. So I became a Point 90 girl. That's one of the most embarrassing moments in my life, actually. I was one of those girls then going like, let's go to Point 90 on Thursday, come on. That I lost so many friends because of this. But I was like, at least society accepts me. Well, now I'm myself. I have red hair, short hair after I had very long hair. I became kind of aggressive and mean to people because they don't take me seriously, honestly. But I became who I am. And still, somehow, I'm not accepted by society. I go to CFC, Cairo Festival City, the mall. I go past Starbucks, I see the moms. Masha'Allah, I go to Starbucks, walk in. On my right and my left, I find moms with their daughters. And I was like, they're looking at me from down to up. Up to down. Staring at me, saying in their minds, they're like, what kind of clothes are you wearing? What's your hair color? What is going on with you? You're the problem? Were you not raised? Don't you have a mother? Don't you have a father? Yeah, I do, but it's not about what you think, it's about how I think and how I feel. It doesn't matter what you think. It matters if this makes me happy. Does it make me happy for me to, you know, change myself, do this, don't do this? It really isn't about you, it's about me and my happiness. But that's what social media disguises everything. It doesn't matter about your happiness, it matters about your viewers. It doesn't matter about what you think, it matters about what your followers think. So it's really a big question here. Do you want to be happy or do you want society and social media to be happy? So we're gonna take a little break and listen to Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish while you really think this over. Who do you want to be happy?
I'm I'm away from you, I'm happier than ever. Wish I could explain it better. I wish it wasn't true. Give me a day or two to think of something clever, to write myself a letter, to tell me what to do. You skipped my avenue when you said you were passing through. Was I even on your way? I knew when I asked you to be cool about what I was telling you, you would do the opposite of what you said you'd do, and I'd end up more afraid. Don't say it isn't fair. You clearly weren't aware that you've made me miserable. So if you really wanna know when I'm away from you.
Okay. This is the final message that I am saying. It's from my best friend. Hi, Laura. Hi, Talia. So, her embarrassing thing. She's my best friend. So, she constantly has to take photos of me and people that approach me and say, "Are you Gannatullah from TikTok? Can we take pictures?" She is constantly the one that's taking pictures. I have so many pictures of her just standing there. It's really funny that when you're best friends with someone that is known, kind of, you are the constant chauffeur and everything. So basically, this was our show for today. We're talking about how embarrassing social media is, but this is only the first episode. It only goes downhill from here. So, unfortunately, we have come to the end. But don't worry, I'm gonna be right back after this. Maybe you don't know when. But this isn't the end of Gannatullah. And this isn't the end of social media. So, don't worry, stay tuned, and goodbye.
I know that you're drunk.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want after this club. You know I get nasty.
You know I get nasty.
Don't Uber out of my house and call the taxi. I'm picky with my women. I'm deciding. Call me to your crib and I'm sliding. I'm picky with my women. I'm deciding. Call me to your crib and I'm sliding. First, let me get that introduction. We on a long road to self-destruction. You were so in love, you weren't gonna tell me nothing. Let me get this clear, cause I had no idea. I feel like I did too much. I feel like I did too much. Let's get lonely.